congratulations. Anytime you have a long losing streak like you've had, it's just tough to find a way to get that win. And 2.5 quarters, it was a close game, but you're up by two going the fourth quarter, and boy, your defense put on the clamps there in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, we did. Our rotations got tighter. You know, the first half, we kept letting their big kid get the ball. Obviously, he got in foul trouble, which helped. You know, our rotations were better. We took the easy looks away from him and forced some other guys to do things. And he's a load down there. And we talked about it. His catches were just far too easy in that first half. We got to do a better job fronting him and getting around him. And we did that the second half. We did a lot of good things the second half. I thought we just played real tight the first half. We didn't have much ball movement, and they mixed up their defense, which it can kind of keep you off guard. But we kind of simplified it in that second half and turned it into more of our, stuff from last year where it was, pass and cut and look for guys. And so a lot of good things happened in that second half. And you really know how to cut to the core, man, talking about losing streaks. But you take them when they come, you celebrate them, you have fun with them. But I thought our guys did a lot of good things.
Maybe it was just me showing up here because I came late second quarter. Yeah, I mean, I've got to be a little bit. Well, I got to have a little credit, right?
Okay, then it's your fault.
I know, I'm kidding.
It's your fault for every other game, too.
There you go. But no, that second half, you mentioned, it seemed like a team that had a lot of energy. And you mentioned it there. You have Gus Hawkins getting in there, tying it up there, couldn't get the free throw. But you mentioned Metzger and Bailey. They were big for you guys in the second half, especially Lawson Bailey. He'd been struggling from the foul line, and he went to 5 of 6, I think it was, in the second half at the line.
Lawson puts in a lot of time in the gym. He earns those because he works on his game. Dylan is a kid that, he can really help us because he can really shoot the ball and get hot. His thing is, and I told him right after the game, if you will play defense the way you just did and not have a, and handle the ball, handle some pressure, not turn it over, he turns us into a better team because he can shoot it, and it takes some pressure off of people. And it opens up our post. When you got shooters out there that you got to get out to, you can't just pack it in the paint. So he had his best game by far for us. And, I thought he played really well, and hopefully it's something for him to build on. But I thought we had a lot of guys do some little things that maybe didn't really show up. We were getting, it's just another game on the boards. We were getting beat. And I thought Sawyer, to start the second half, was really extremely active, doing a really good job. A lot of guys, I thought Harrison and Blaine in the fourth quarter did well handling it and cutting. Blaine's a slasher. Yeah. A lot of times in our main offense, he doesn't have the opportunity or the spacing to slash. But he moves extremely well without the ball. I thought we made some really key plays at some key times and knocked down some timely threes.
I thought that what was probably the highlight of your game, and yes, it was the threes that you drained in the second half and getting the basket, but the one play where you had Harrison King at the left block there and finds the cutting Blaine Cole to the basket. I thought that was a thing of beauty.
Well, they looked at each other like, man, we haven't done that since last year, because it was. Like I said, Blaine moves well without the ball, and he usually doesn't have to be told to do it. He's ready for it, and, he knows where his spots are, and that's attacking the rim. So Harrison does a great job getting down there under control, one, that allows him the time and the vision to see Blaine, and then Blaine just makes a hard cut and finishes and gives us a big basket when we needed it.
You get Southeast of Saline tomorrow afternoon and playing for fifth place. That's a team that's been kind of finding their stride here over the last few weeks.
Yeah, they got some players. They play a pretty tough schedule too. So they've definitely been tested, and like you said, they're kind of finding their stride. We haven't watched a ton. I've seen a little bit on them, but. Since they played Monday, Tuesday, we weren't able to actually see them live, but we'll go back to the hotel and get it on and get ready to, watch some film tonight and figure out what's going on.
Well, congratulations, Coach, on the win there. And fun win. I know your kids look excited there. Thanks again for joining me here. Enjoy it, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Thanks, Adam.